From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today is Thursday, the day we read from listener letters. Eliezer Schnall of West Hempstead, New York, enjoyed our interview this week with syndicated columnist Charles Krauthammer about a political theory he calls unipolarism, but objected to the way we introduced our guest. Before Mr. Krauthammer was even given opportunity to speak, he writes, Robert Siegel had already labeled him and categorized him as a conservative columnist. By contrast, I do not hear Mr. Siegel routinely label those on the opposite side of the political spectrum liberal commentators or leftist thinkers.
One grateful listener found himself moved to tears during his afternoon rush hour drive last week. Munis Tomei of Scottsdale, Arizona, was listening to our interview with artist and children's book author Demi, who discussed and read from her new work, An Introduction to the Prophet Muhammad. I am an American Muslim, Mr. Tomei said, and it is nice to hear Islam or its prophet discussed in a positive light during these troubled times. Thank you, Demi, and thank you, NPR.
There was this observation from Diana Schlesinger of Wanacue, New Jersey, about a story we ran on patrols enforcing water conservation laws in Las Vegas, Nevada. While I commend Las Vegas for taking this step, she writes, do they really need SUVs to cruise city streets, one person per vehicle, no doubt, to find the waste? I find it ironic that they selected the most wasteful vehicle for this task.
We received many responses to an interview about hand-washing habits at airport restrooms. The study involved spies observing whether people spend enough time at the sink. A few of you thought it didn't wash. Mr. Fran Lynch of Edmonds, Washington wrote, your story about the hand-washing survey left out a significant variable in the decision to wash or not. After washing, one has to find some sanitary way to dry the hands. I've used many restrooms where the paper towel dispenser was covered with water from other users, the trash bin required that you push a swinging pendulum covered with wastewater, and the door handle was wet. On balance, Mr. Lynch wrote, I prefer to take chances with my own germs. Rather than spend 15 seconds scrubbing, then come in contact with the germs of restroom users I've never met.
And Herb Sons of Fort Lee, New Jersey, wondered, did turning on the water require physical contact with the faucets? Consider the sequence. Soiled hand touches faucet, deposits soil on faucet. After washing, clean hand touches soiled faucet, reacquires soil. What is the gain?
We'll wash our hands of letters for now, but you can join in next week. Send your comments to atc@npr.org. Be sure to let us know where you live and how to pronounce your name.